Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, CJMQ 88.9 FM. And today we have Maureen Quigg, and she'll be talking to us on behalf of the Lennoxville Library. She'll be talking about Canada Reads. So welcome, Maureen.
Thank you, Maureen. Yes, I'm very happy to have this opportunity to talk to you about Canada Reads, which is a week-long contest which sees Canadian personalities defending a homegrown book. It can be either fiction or nonfiction. And this is done in a series of debates that air on radio, TV, and online platforms. The books are eliminated one by one until the winner is declared. This becomes a book that is recommended to all Canadians to read, the one book that will help to break barriers. This year, Canada Reads debates will take place from March 16th through 19th. As usual, there are five books vying to be the chosen winner. Canada Reads has sponsored this event for 14 years now, Maureen, but here in Lennoxville, we've had a foreshadow event for about almost 10 years now, in which we do a presentation to help familiarize people with the books that are going to be debated in the following week. This year, the library welcomes the general public to Canada Reads, and so does Lennoxville, event, which will be held on March the 10th at 6:30 p.m. in the library. Each of the five participants who will be defending the five books that have been selected are all avid Lennoxville readers who will make a case for the Canada Reads selection with the greatest potential to change perspectives, to challenge stereotypes, and to illuminate issues. In the course of the evening, each participant will make a 15-minute presentation in which they describe, analyze, and champion their assigned work. Members of the audience will be invited to ask questions and take part in a brief discussion, and then vote for the work that they find most compelling. And I can tell you, based on previous years, these discussions become very lively because each presenter wants to make sure that their book is going to be the one that's voted, the one that should be read by all Canadians. So everyone tries to put on the very best presentation they can. Mm-hmm. Interestingly enough, last year the winner chosen in Lennoxville was the eventual national winner. Interesting to see if we can repeat our success this year. Something worth noting, it's not necessary to have read the books to enjoy this event. Often people will discover books and authors that they did not know about. After listening to a discussion, they become keen to read them. And all of the books are available in the library. An interesting point is that four out of the five books that will be debated have already won recognition, some national, some international. If anybody would like more information, they can just Google Canada Reads 2015. That's Canada Reads 2015. Admission to this event is free, and refreshments will be served after the voting. So we're hoping that a lot of people from Lennoxville will turn out just to hear about these books. And if they want any more information, as I said, on the actual books that are being discussed, they can go to Canada Reads 2015. The people in Lennoxville, I might mention the people who will be presenting the books, just because if you know that your friend or neighbor mm-hmm. is, you may want to come.
I was thinking that.
Yeah. The first book is called When Everything Feels Like the Movies, and that will be Shauna Bernier presenting that one. The next one is Rue by Kim Tui, and Anne Ross is presenting that one. The third is The Inconvenient Indian by Thomas King. Tim Belford will be presenting that one. The fourth is And the Birds Rain Down, and it's Tom Cavanaugh presenting that one. And the last is Intolerable, A Memoir of Extremes, and it'll be Kenneth Tomlin who's presenting that book.
Okay, interesting. Now, the people who are reading, did they have a choice of which books they would be presenting?
Yes, they did. Well, they did. They had to pick of the five that had already been selected nationally. And so it ended up being, the first person to agree to do it got first choice of books, and it went from there. But we didn't, it was interesting to note that when presented, practically each presenter went to a book that had already was still available.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, that is interesting.
So, probably it was just the topics that each book deals with had particular interest for each presenter.
Okay, so lots of different topics too. Definitely a teaser on getting interested in the library and reading the books, because you said all the books are available at the library.
Mm-hmm. They will be able for people to take out after this event, right. Because right now the presenters are using them.
Exactly.
And as I said, because of the topics are so varied, I think people will find at least one, if not several books, in the files that they would like to read.
I'm sure, definitely. Well, thanks very much, Maureen.
Thank you. Look forward to seeing everybody there.
And if somebody wants some more information about the event, just simply Google Canada Reads 2015.